Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org. Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common.
Let's play.
They say life's a game, and I'm the player, just playing. If
that were the case. Amelia Mason, senior arts and culture reporter for WBUR. What is this we are listening to?
I don't know if you've heard of music, Daryl.
Music? What is this music you speak of?
Rap music. That is a song called Reset by an artist called Pink Navel off of an album called How to Capture Playful.
Up until the inevitable reset of the yonder. Yo, crash, ponder, baller, dash, dodge, roll, palm, sweaty laugh, rogue like in own hands, the bold fan knows many jabs, soldier right upon the moment, honing in on tour.
Pink Navel is a local artist. They live in Alston, and they're this month's Sound On featured artist.
Okay, now, before we get into Pink Navel, tell me about Sound On real quick.
Yeah, Sound On is the WBUR Arts and Culture team's series on rising local musicians who we think are cool. So I went and interviewed Pink Navel and wrote up a feature that you can check out on WBUR.org.
Awesome. Tell us more about Pink Navel.
Sure. Pink Navel is Devin Bailey. That's their actual name. And they're a rapper who grew up in nearby Marshfield and kind of came up actually in the indie rock scene as like a high schooler and then later started rapping and producing and has put out actually a ton of stuff, mostly on like Bandcamp. I've been following them and been a fan for a number of years, so I'm very excited.
What do you like about them?
Man, there's just something about their music that like kind of scratches this itch in my brain that I really like. They are not just a rapper, but also a producer, and the beats that they make and choose, whether they're doing their own music or working with someone else, they're just like a little off kilter sometimes, and they're kind of glitchy and lo-fi. They take really unexpected turns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first discovered them, it was this album, Born on the Stairs, from 2018. And so a song like Garnet.dev is a sort of nice example of that really kind of like wonky sound that I enjoy.
Making beats pretty early when the sun sets, it hurts me like dark apartment raps, cartoon bunny aesthetic, past a chest or a chest full of gummies. Breaking stacks, stacking breaks, laugh, take quite a minute, let me wait and see you pontificate my garnet stone etched a hole in my.
It's definitely very underground and very online. I remember seeing a feature on Pink Navel from a couple years back where whoever wrote it sort of dubbed them the most online rapper
yeah.
in the world. And that's accurate. A lot of their raps deal with internet culture and video games and things like that. Although I think they do have their own take on that, those topics.
I think video games and pop culture are like a driving force in rap in general. But I think youthful joy and like bubbly joy are not as represented.
So you are a Pink Navel fan. You've been following this artist for a while, and they have a new album out.
Yes.
Tell me about this new album and what you like about it. What's so different about it from their past work?
Sure, yeah. There's two things I think that are different about it. The first one is that although Pink Navel has always like used references to video games and gaming culture in their work, this album's actually about video games,
mm-hmm.
so very explicitly. And also, they worked with a different producer, so they didn't make all their own beats on this one like they usually do. They worked with this guy, Kenny Siegel, who is really well-respected in the indie rap scene. I interviewed Kenny Siegel, and it was fun to hear him talk about kind of how he approached making beats for an album about video games.
I was very concerned about, like, there's already some very dope producers that have made the sound of video games like a large part of their production techniques. And I knew I didn't want to do that either. I was like, I want to make beats that evoke video games, hopefully, but aren't like sampling Zelda or something like that, which I feel has already been done well by other people.
Basically, what Kenny Siegel's saying is just he wanted you to be reminded of video games and the kind of sounds that he chose, and I think he does achieve that really well in this album.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mum, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Amelia Mason.
What kind of video games is this project invoking?
If you talk to Pink Naval, Devin Bailey, about video games, like, they literally are just a fan of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I went with them to an arcade in Central Square, and they have all these, like, vintage games. And Pink Naval was just as good at playing, like, Tetris or pinball or any of that stuff. And they're also very into, you know, Zelda and,
yeah,
you know, other adventure, role-playing, all that stuff. Like, literally everything, I would say.
Yeah.
And you know, the stuff that gets invoked on this album, I think, varies a lot. I've certainly missed a lot of the references, though. I have to, like, Google it. It's pretty deep in there.
This is for gamers.
Well, I wouldn't limit it to that. I would hope that other people can get something out of it. I actually got a lot out of this album.
Okay.
I talked to Bailey about sort of what their approach was, and I asked them about this song, Present Vendor, which is about a character in the game Zelda.
Who is present when the player needs a quiver of needles, or when the enemy is rabid and they expect you to seal him across the canopy field in a bag so massive and feeble it's none other than the traveling vendor, masterful beetle, quite thrifty, non-glitchy, hobbles quickly through the gray plain in search of parts, significant inventory to placate, acts that amass the difference of a certain health percentage.
And I was familiar with the game Zelda a little bit, so that was helpful. But this is basically an ode to Beetle. He kind of wanders around. He has a big backpack. You can buy anything off him. You can sell anything to him. And he exists there for you to use. And I asked Bailey, like, why did you choose this character to focus on for an entire song? And this is what they said.
I thought of Beetle because I always loved him as a character. But he, like, to me, always seemed, like, tortured and, like, unappreciated. He just walks around this huge backpack forever and just waits for Link to show up. That's kind of sad. And then when you think about, you know, suppliers and you think about support class, these are roles that go underappreciated.
Beetle been there bossing, Beetle been exhausted, Beetle been apostle, Beetle biggest part in needing Beetle often. Beetle been the weapon, Beetle been the lesson, Beetle been the blessing, Beetle been obsessed with needing Beetle's bending.
Shout out to all the Beatles of the world. We are all Beatle.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think also there's a serious side to the metaphor that Bailey's kind of honing in on here, which is, like, this, like, slightly absurd character is also an interesting way to think about how we don't really appreciate the support class and, like, the people who do just everything, you know,
yeah,
in our society and are very underappreciated, underpaid.
The support class is,
yeah,
just the class that holds us up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Beetle.
Wow!
I think it's kind of a cute song,
yeah,
actually.
I like the way it sounds. It sounds like a narrator.
I mean, I know storytelling is a major part of hip hop.
Actually, when I was talking to Devin Bailey, a.k.a. Pink Naval, they did mention that that was exactly the intention of that song, was that they were working on some various ideas. And I think it was actually Kenny Siegel, the producer, who said, we need one that's a little more story.
Yeah.
And actually, they took a lot of feedback on this album. They'd had a bunch of the songs finished, and they played them for their friend, Rory Ferreira, who goes by Rap Ferreira. And the note that came back from Ferreira was, there's not enough of Devin Bailey, the person, in this. It's too much about video games. And I think to their credit, Bailey came back with a number of songs that are more personal.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is called Cracked, and it explores kind of the, maybe sort of the downside of being totally obsessed with video games.
I'm plotting on a way for me to play lots. I'm thinking that a game can make the pain stop.
Right.
I noticed I was itching for the joystick. Every time I felt annoying, even boiling.
I mean, I would say that Bailey is a very positive person for the most part and really loves video games, like, very purely. But on this song, they explore some of the, maybe some of the darker undersides of that. And I think it does touch a bit on the reason that they got into gaming in the first place as a teenager, you know, kind of like this social anxiety, which they told me about.
People describe me as really charismatic and, like, fun. But I think that's, I think a lot of the time I'm, like, putting that on because I, like, really desire to just be accepted. And, like, in the past, I haven't been for many reasons. So going back to this validation I get from, like, knowing that other people are thinking about games in the same way that I am, indulging in that world deeper and deeper is like a safer thing to me sometimes than real life socialization.
I mean, there is gaming addiction. People do get addicted to video games. Depending on what game you might play, there is that aspect of competitiveness. Some people really got their self-esteem tied up into these things. Yeah, there is a dark side to video games. Sounds like they're really getting into that.
Yeah, what's so funny is, like, we talked a bit about that song in our interview, and I asked about that. I was like, do you feel like sometimes your love of video games, you know, tips into something negative? And they were like, not really. Because they were like, yeah, when I was a teenager, it interfered with my schooling.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't really feel that way. And kudos to them for exploring some of the dark side of it in one song. But really, I think this album is actually a pretty much an unabashed, like, celebration of games and play and how those connect also to creativity.
Yeah.
And that's something that Pink Naval raps about kind of in the same breath sometimes. They'll be, like, talking about being up in their room making beats and then being up in their room playing a game and how those things are kind of one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
They get to it on this song called Memory Card.
You know, it's funny you asked. When I get stuck in the past, it's like a memory card having some trouble with lag. Maybe the card had a flash, the space was practically filled. I saw the foundation stagger, but yet the castle was still. And when there's potions to sort, and when the world's rearranged, the single moment was simple, the lonely light in my brain. And with every wrinkle becomes a moment of pain. Maybe a laugh or a giggle to keep the glitches away. And it's just as
I'm wondering, what would be your elevator pitch to somebody about Pink Naval?
I mean, I would say what I was saying earlier, which is really that they understand how important play is in life. And that's just to relax and have fun, but also it's the source of creativity in making art. And actually, we had this discussion about the song we were just listening to, Memory Card, which has this really nice refrain where Pink Naval's sort of inviting you to play games with them.
I wait in line playing games, I sit and wait playing too. Maybe I'll play some today and maybe I'll play some with you. I wait in line playing games,
I sit and wait playing too. Just, like, even in this, like, very, like, minute idle time, I'm playing. And I honor that throughout my day.
Maybe I'll play some today and maybe I'll play some with you.
The other thing about that, the rest of that line, I sit and wait playing too, maybe I'll play some today, maybe I'll play some with you. I think it's really just like Pink Naval reaching out a hand and saying, like, come join me here, it's fun.
Yeah. Gaming is a great way to find community. Sounds like they're honoring that aspect of gaming.
Yeah, I think for Pink Naval, it's everything comes back to community and other people. So you might not be into gaming. I don't think you need to be to, like, enjoy this music. Because really what it is it's music. And I think if you go to see Pink Naval perform, they're very inviting. They're really, really personable. They just want other people to join them and have fun, whether that's sort of listening to music, whether that's gaming or something else.
Right on. Well, Pink Naval, Devin Bailey.
Yeah.
Kenny Siegel. Shout out to them. And shout out to you, Amelia, for bringing this artist to us.
Thank you for having me, Daryl.
That's WBUR Senior Arts and Culture Reporter Amelia Mason. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. You can find Amelia's full write-up on Pink Naval and other installments of Sound On at WBUR.org. And if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@WBUR.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.